again, and welcome to the ICA podcast. I'm Steve Prines, and I'm the course author and instructor for our home inspection training program. I thought today we'd take a little bit of time and talk about how the whole home inspection industry started, and I thought that would tie in nicely with the question of home inspection associations. You know, a lot of you have been asking about associations. You want to know, should you join them? What benefit is there to join an association? Do they cost money? So let's just start with the history of the home inspection business. It's believed to have started in the early 1970s. We do know that both the California Real Estate Inspection Association, better known as CREA, was started in 1976, and we know the American Society of Home Inspectors, sometimes known as ASHI, was also founded in 1976. Now, CREA obviously is a state association on the West Coast. ASHI is a nationally based organization, but it was originally founded on the East Coast, specifically in New York City. Today, the ASHI headquarters are in a suburb outside of Chicago. But as far as how the home inspection industry really started, in the late 60s and early 70s, people felt like homes are getting more and more expensive. Boy, wouldn't we like to have those prices today, when the average home back then just cost $22,000 or $24,000. But, you know, compared to wages of the time, people thought homes were really getting very high in price. They started getting concerned about buying the so-called money pit, and they were looking around for someone other than just friends or family to come in and give them somewhat of an unbiased opinion of the home they were thinking of purchasing. So folks started lining up contractor types, whether they were carpenters or electricians or whatever, and asking them to walk through a house with them. And these tradespeople weren't spending any more than 15 or 20 minutes in the house, unlike today where we're typically spending 2 to 3 hours, sometimes more. So it was really just a general walkthrough, sort of a kicking the tires kind of thing. There was no written report provided. It was simply done verbally. The buyer would ask a few questions. The individual they had hired would give them a few answers, and that was about it. Somewhere along the way, some of these contractors that were doing these home walkthroughs, they began to realize that they weren't the only ones doing that, though there were others doing that. They probably heard about it through real estate agents and through home buyers. So we do know that in the East Coast, individuals from several states got together in New York City in 1976, talked about what they were doing, realized that it might be a good idea to all get on the same page, and they formed the American Society of Home Inspectors and created, as far as we know, the first standards of practice. Now, as I said before, the California Real Estate Inspection Association was also started in 1976, and there remains a friendly debate even today among veteran inspectors as to whether home inspections were invented on the East Coast or the West Coast. I think the most obvious answer is that home inspections probably started pretty much everywhere in the United States in the late 60s or early to mid-1970s. Now, whether or not ASHI really had the very first standards of practice, I suppose we don't really know that for sure. However, since ASHI is a national organization, its set of standards of practice is much more well-known than CREA's, because CREA really just serves California. The standards of practice that was originally written by ASHI in 1976 has really evolved over the years as both the profession has grown and evolved and as home construction has evolved. And the standards of practice is a very, very important document to follow for a home inspector, because it guides the home inspector in both what they should do and what they shouldn't do. And without a standards of practice, it would be very difficult for a home inspector to simply tell a client, well, this is what I don't do. I mean, there would be no basis for that, and home inspectors would all be doing different things. The standards of practice that are used by both CREA and separately by ASHI, because they do both have their own sets of standards of practice, they're quite similar, probably 80 to 85% of the same stuff. Today, there are three national home inspection associations. There is the American Society of Home Inspectors, or ASHI, as I talked about, founded in 1976. Later came the National Association of Home Inspectors, or NAHI. They were started in 1987, And then more recently, the third group, known as InterNACHI, came around. So there are three major National Home Inspection Associations. There's a few other minor players floating around out there, but really ASHI, NAHI, and InterNACHI are the three big players. Why should you even join an association as a home inspector? And should you join a national association, such as one of these three, or should you join a state association? Well, not every state has a home inspection association. The bigger and better state associations that I'm aware of are, as we mentioned, CREA, or the California Real Estate Inspection Association, the Texas Association of Real Estate Inspectors, sometimes known as TARI, the Florida Association of Building Inspectors, and yes, that is for home inspectors, even though they call themselves building inspectors. There's also the Georgia Association of Home Inspectors, the Wisconsin Association of Home Inspectors, and the Home Inspectors of Tennessee Association. Those are the largest state associations I'm aware of. I'm sure I'm leaving out one or two, and somebody will probably be aggravated with me somewhere along the way, but those are the ones off the top of my head that have a strong presence within their state. So why should you even join an association, whether at a state level or a nationally based association? Well, probably the biggest reason is going to be for continuing education. And maybe a very close second would be simply camaraderie. You know, when you work for a company, and I know more and more folks are working out of home offices these days, but even so, even if you work for a company within your home office, you're not alone. You have coworkers with you. We have other employees. And certainly if you go to an office or a warehouse or a store or a restaurant or wherever it is people work, when you go there, you are working with other people. You're not alone. You're not a lone wolf. You're not on an island. In the home inspection business, it's very easy to end up being a lone wolf because most home inspectors work out of their homes and most home inspectors don't have any employees. So you're on your own on a day-to-day basis. You really have nobody to compare notes with. You have no one to share war stories with. And you really don't have anybody you feel like you could contact. So one of the things associations can do for you is give you that camaraderie. Now, national associations, and again, the three major national associations are ASHI, NAHI, and InterNACHI. These three associations have annual conferences. By far, the best of the annual conferences is put on by the American Society of Home Inspectors. It's going to be the largest. They are the oldest professional society, and as I said, they've been around since 1976. So if you go to an ASHI national conference, you can expect to see literally hundreds of other home inspectors from all across the nation and even individuals from the U.S. Virgin Islands and from Hawaii. There will be a series of seminars that you can attend for your benefit and continuing education. And there'll be a vendors hall where you can see the latest in home inspection tools, home inspection report software, E&O carriers, and so forth. So you have a chance to talk to these vendors and get quotes on insurance or tell them about your specific situations or get advice on tools and so forth. So there certainly is some benefit in going to a national conference. NAHI also has a nice national conference and InterNACHI has a national conference as well. If you live in one of the states that has a strong state association, such as CREA or TARI or WAHI, some of the associations I'd mentioned before, I would definitely look into those state associations. They will do the same things as the national associations, but at a state level and a little bit of a smaller level. There's not going to be hundreds and hundreds of home inspectors, well, except possibly for CREA or TARI, because those are both very large states. But as an example, the Wisconsin Association of Home Inspectors, they have a couple of statewide sessions a year, and they typically have about 150, 160 home inspectors. Now, I'm quite familiar with both national associations and some of the state associations because I've done presentations at both. The national associations generally have local chapters. ASHI probably has the most local chapters of any of the three major associations. And off the top of my head, I'm thinking they have somewhere between 70 to 90 local chapters. As an example, in New York State, there are several different ASHI chapters. In Illinois, my home state, there are 3 ASHI chapters. Now, in a state like Texas, because the Texas Association of Real Estate Inspectors is so strong, there is very little presence by the 3 national associations. So your own situation may be different depending on which state you live in. Before you even decided to join a national association such as ASHI or NAHI, you would probably want to determine if there was a local chapter anywhere near you. And that's easy to find out by going on their websites. One of the benefits of belonging to a local chapter of a national association is that they typically have monthly meetings or quarterly meetings. Very commonly, these are done in local restaurants. So there's a meal provided, there's drinks, and you get that camaraderie that we were talking about earlier. You have a chance to sit down with some of your fellow home inspectors and talk about what's going on in your industry. Talk about things you've seen that are odd. Have a chance to bounce some things off of other inspectors' work in your area. Now, one of the things I've seen over the years with local association chapters is that while the individuals there will be very friendly, they can be very knowledgeable, they'll probably be very helpful to you, especially as a newer home inspector, but you cannot believe what they tell you about what they charge for a home inspection or how many home inspections they do every year. One of the funniest things I hear when I speak at local association chapters is some of the dinner conversation where I'll hear some individual, I'll just overhear him at another table say, "Well, I did 740 home inspections last year." You know, when you start crunching the numbers and you think about how much time there is in a day and having to do the reports and everything, you know, could someone actually do 740 home inspections in a year? Yeah, it's possible. It's unlikely. So you hear a lot of people boasting about their numbers and boasting about how much they make per inspection and so forth. I think that's just because, you know, you're sitting among people that are sort of your friends and sort of your competitors at the same time. So, you know, you puff your chest out and you want to brag about how great you are and how much money you get and so forth. So as I said, don't believe anybody when you sit down at a local chapter meeting, when they start telling you about how many inspections they do. They claim they're doing 1,000 a year and you're only doing 400 a year. Well, if you're really doing 400 a year, you're having a really good year. So a local association is great for camaraderie, great to bounce some ideas off of with other home inspectors. And, you know, when you want to complain about real estate agents telling you that you were killing their deal, it's nice to have somebody you can sit down and have a beer with or have a Coke with or something and talk about that kind of stuff. And, you know, sitting at home, if you have a spouse, just talking about that with your spouse is not always the same as discussing that with somebody else that's actually in the profession. Now, the other benefit of joining an association, whether it's a national association or state association, is continuing education. And in fact, that might be really the biggest reason for joining an association. No matter what training program you've come out of, and if you haven't enrolled in the ICA program yet, I sincerely hope you are considering doing so. We do believe we have the premier program in the United States, or certainly one of the premier programs. But even so, I have to be honest with you. There is no way that we can prepare you to be a great home inspector. No matter how much information we give you, you're not going to be able to use all that information until you get experience. That's how everything is in life. We could give you too much information. We could overwhelm you. And you go out to do your first home inspection and your head would just be swimming. So what we try to do is teach you to be a good and competent home inspector from day one. And then as you go out and get your inspection business growing, you'll get more and more experience. You're obviously going to learn a lot just from doing the home inspections. And when you see some things you're not sure of, you'll go back and research those. Or if you join an association, you have a base of individuals that you can go back and ask questions from. And no matter how much information we give you, you're going to have to go out and do the inspections, get experience, and continue to learn. Now, you can get continuing education from private companies, including my own. In certain states, I'm a very, very big provider of continuing education. That's not something we provide through Inspection Certification Associates. I provide it through a separate company. But I do state-of-the-art continuing education. Now, I'm not telling you that to toot my own horn. I'm not even telling you my company name on purpose. I'm simply telling you that so you know that there are private individuals, private companies you can take continuing education from. And you can also get that from professional associations. We talked about national conferences earlier, or state conferences for the state associations. They typically do have educational sessions. Some of those sessions will be really good and really informative, and truthfully, some of those sessions will not be all that great. Sometimes, especially at the state level, the state associations will bring in, as an example, a roofing contractor to talk about roofing, but roofing contractors and home inspectors have much different considerations when it comes to looking at a roof. You know, a roofing contractor is looking at it more in terms of how to install the roof, and home inspectors are looking at more in terms of how long is the roof going to last? Is it watertight? What defects are present? So, you know, we're kind of looking at things a little bit different way. So when you get tradespeople coming in to talk about areas like roofing or like heating, sometimes those individuals, while they may be very good public speakers, they're not really tailoring their presentation specifically for their audience. So you'll see that at Home Inspection Association presentations. Some of the presentations will be great and informative. Some will be not so great. When you choose to take continuing education classes from a private individual, a private company such as mine or any of the other private continuing education providers, you tend to get classes that are taught by home inspectors, that were written by home inspectors, and they are presented specifically for home inspectors. So in some ways, you might be better off doing that. The annual dues for one of the national associations is going to be several hundred dollars. Annual dues for state associations varies anywhere from $150, $200, $250. It all depends on the state association. I can tell you that you probably should not consider joining either a national or a state association if you think it's going to get you a lot of business. That is not why you join a home inspection association. It's really more for the camaraderie and for the continuing education, for the conferences. There are some local areas, as an example, in St. Louis. The local St. Louis ASHI chapter has done such a good job of promoting ASHI that as a new inspector, when you go in to talk to real estate agents, one of the first things they're going to ask you is if you're a member of ASHI. But I would say that's the exception, not the rule. For the most part, joining either national or state associations will probably not get you a lot of business, at least not directly. Now, having said that, in California, as an example, CREA has been around for many, many years, as we talked about. They're a large enough association that I'm sure in a lot of areas in California, it probably is a financial benefit for you to join CREA. You probably will have a lot of people asking about that. So that's something else you really need to consider when you are trying to decide whether or not to join either a national or state association. How strong is that association within your area or within your state? So just to kind of wrap up the discussion of home inspection associations, why should you join them? For camaraderie, for education, and possibly for the conferences, especially if you want to go see some of the vendors face-to-face and play with home inspection software, getting hands-on with it or looking at some of the tools. One thing I didn't mention is that the national associations typically have their national conferences in different cities each year, so it's very common for home inspectors to bring their spouses or even their entire family and make a bit of a vacation out of it. So that can be somewhat of a benefit. And of course, tax-wise, that does allow you to deduct at least part of your vacation costs because you do need a hotel and you're going to have to drive there or spend money and airfare and so forth. So there's a little bit of a tax benefit as well. So whether or not you decide to join either a national association or a state association certainly depends on what you're looking for, whether it's camaraderie, continuing education, or a chance to go to a national conference. And as far as some of the bigger state associations, they tend to have their statewide conferences in larger towns or in interesting areas as well. Well, I hope that answers some of your questions about home inspection associations. If you have any others, please let us know. And as always, if you have a question or topic that you'd like to have us include in a future podcast, just send it to podcast@icaschool.com. That's podcast, podcast@icaschool.com. Thanks a lot for listening to the ICA Podcast.